Monday. Did you sleep in on
Monday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch up.
Hi, catch uppers. Welcome to the catch up.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this catch up / podcast. Nate, I wanted to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Because on this show, I think we kick things off. I kick things off with some dad jokes.
You do?
Because I'm excited. And I mentioned that I'll probably go down. I don't have kids yet, but when I do have kids, I'll go down on Saturday with them to sports. And you said, what do you want your kids to play?
Yes.
And I said, whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I didn't ask you the same question, Nate. What do you want your kids to play?
Whatever they want.
No, but if you had to pick.
Oh, what if you had to pick?
All right, if I had to pick, I'd probably go with something like golf or maybe something.
Oh, where the big money is.
Well, no, it's not like long careers. You know, there's not high impact. You're not running into each other.
Oh, I see what you mean. So they could go for ages. Yeah, that's a good idea.
A golf would probably be. I know tennis is quite hard on the knees, but tennis is a good one to get to. And especially a sport where you travel the world.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
golf,
yeah.
Golf, travel the world. Tennis, you travel the world.
So I'm thinking about, I was going to say rugby, but now that you
No.
Because there's heaps of injuries.
You're raising your kids. I'm raising mine. You know what I mean?
Well, no, what if I raise your kids and you raise my kids? That'd be a bit of fun just to mix things up. Oh.
Stitch up our wives.
Who's your dad today?
Go to the hospital. Oh, is it mine? Is it Nace? What's going on, ladies?
Nace, one day you and I, we're going to be dads.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's right, mate. There's nothing in this world is promised.
Nah.
But yes, fingers crossed. We'd love to be dads. I can't wait to go out with my son or daughter on a Saturday morning for sport.
Yeah, what sport will they play?
Whatever they like.
Oh, really? You're going to give them a choice?
Yeah, yeah. If they want to, they can play whatever they want.
Oh, that's nice.
Their happiness is my happiness.
Good on you.
For my kids that don't exist. I'm just excited to stand on the sidelines and yell abuse.
Look at you. I want to give you dad of the year.
Why are you trying harder?
You're not even a dad and I want to give you dad of the year.
No, I wouldn't yell at the kids, obviously. I'm joking. I just... I love watching kids' sports. My girlfriend's uncle and auntie, they got young kids. And I went and watched them play footy the other day. And it's quite fun because all the kids follow each other around.
They
you know what
it.
I mean? There's no, they haven't really figured out the winning or losing sort of yet. They're just having fun.
Do the parents, so your girlfriend's auntie and uncle, did they get into it? Were they yelling and screaming and that kind of stuff?
No, it was really good. Everyone was just, you know, clapping, watching the kids.
But surely there's like a, it's like if your kid does something good, you, yes.
Yeah, I think there's a little self-pat in the back going, jeez, little legend.
That's my lifeblood. That is my lifeblood.
But yes, we I'd love to be a dad one day. And I think what goes hand in hand with becoming a father is telling great dad jokes.
Of course.
So I started doing my research, started compiling dad jokes.
Oh, really? I thought they'd just come to you as soon as you become a dad. You know what I mean?
No,
here's your manual.
I did some research. I asked some dads around Hobart and you got to have some ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some will come to you, but you've also got to have some, you know, set up some punchlines ready to go.
So, and then as soon as the baby comes out, you are on.
You know
are
I mean?
Ready.
Yeah, you got to, you know, like anything, you got to prepare for it.
So like the obstetrician's there as soon as the baby comes out. Hey, got one for you.
Hey, did you hear the one about Elton John? Because I've got one about Elton John. Considering he was at the royal wedding, you know, everyone saw him there. Now, if you don't like this, I do have another one. I've got another one.
Oh,
you
got a backup.
Yeah,
that's good.
But I do like this one.
Can I just say, as a dad, always good to have a backup.
Yeah, like I said, it's preparation, you know what I mean? If you're a chef, you got to go buy the ingredients to cook the dinner.
Yeah.
If you're a footy player, you got training during the week.
You don't have one pair of boots.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
Well, you know, some people do.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Not the professional.
Professional.
Yeah,
professional is a multiple boots. Okay, Nath. Ready. I've written a joke about Elton John. It's a little bit funny.
It's a little bit funny.
Oh, I wanted that to keep going.
I think we do have it. It's Your Song by Elton John,
And you can tell everybody.
Oh, yeah.
About Jimmy's dad joke. Do you want one more?
Go again.
I got another one.
Does it involve Elton?
No, this one isn't Elton related.
Oh, okay.
This one came up with this morning because I was thinking it's getting colder. You know what I mean? It's getting colder in Hobart.
Mm.
And what do you see less of in the cold? Insects.
Yeah, true. You know what I mean? So true.
You're not flying around.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Nath, why do bees stay in their hives during winter?
Why is that, Jim?
Swarm.
It's a little bit funny.
That one really was.
Yeah, thank you. 13, 12, 16. We're asking Hobart right now, can you do Batman? Give us some.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, look, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
You go.
I'm Batman.
Oh, that's good.
Look, the reason we do ask is because Michael Keaton, he recently gave a graduation speech at Kent State University. This is what he said.
I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are, I'm Batman.
Great.
Now, Mr. Keaton, he played Bruce Wayne in the 1989 Batman and 1992 Batman films.
Who were the villains in those ones?
Yeah, I believe one of them was Jack Nicholson.
Oh, was
Jack
Joker.
Nicholas, who was the Joker.
Yep.
The Penguin, I think, was in one of them as well.
Was that Danny DeVito?
Might have been Danny DeVito, yeah. Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's been a while since Michael Keaton's Batman. But yeah. Once you're Batman, you're Batman.
Oh, you're always there. It's like James Bond.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. You'll just have it for life.
Mm.
I'd argue we shouldn't have let Ben Affleck be Batman.
Ah, yeah, but now he's in the fold.
But now he's there. You know what I mean? We can't get rid of him, guys, even though he stinks. So again, this is what Michael Keaton said.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
So what we're looking for, 13, 12, 16, can you do Batman?
It doesn't have to be good either.
No, we're just looking for some people to do an impression.
Mm.
Because maybe this is the opportunity where someone from Hobart takes over Ben Affleck's spot.
Which, I mean, it's not going to be hard to take him over,
no,
is it?
No, because he doesn't do a good Batman. So yeah, 13, 12, 16 is a number. Can you do Batman? We'd love a Batman impression. Nath, do you just want to show everyone some classic Batman lines?
Okay. Aside from, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
What about, where is she?
Yeah, that's a good one. That was
it's
good.
A good one. Hey,
yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
You got one?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, you want another one?
Yeah, because I think you do a good Batman.
All right, what about,
Alfred, get the chopper.
No, that's not a line from Batman.
That's like an Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
You've got Alfred from Batman and you throw it in a...
Okay, all right.
Alfred, get me the keys to the Batmobile.
That wasn't bad.
That was all right.
That was all right.
Makes more sense.
Yeah, makes a lot more.
Alfred, winter is coming.
Yeah, look, Michael Keaton, he recently gave a graduation speech at Kent State University. He said he'd leave everyone with two words to live their life. This is what he said.
And those two words are, I'm Batman.
Clever.
Very cool.
Clever.
Very cool. Now, Nathan, I was just saying how our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, massive Batman fan,
mm-hmm.
walks around in a Batman shirt. Not all the time.
Drives around in his Batmobile too.
Okay, a shirt with a Batman logo on it is not quite a Batman shirt.
So please welcome Sweet Chili Philly.
Hey!
You're a Batman fan.
Oh, that was cool.
You're a Batman fan?
I am a Batman fan, yeah.
So we were just talking about Batmans because we're not a massive fan of Ben Affleck. Christian Bale's Batman for us. Mm. Who's Batman for you?
You know what? I'd actually almost go with Christian Bale.
He is.
Because he gets so much into the character. Ben Affleck is angry, but I'm not sure he holds the role up.
He's too cranky
He's really cranky. It was never Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Well, I just did a quick Google just to remind myself of actors who have played Batman.
Mm.
Remember George Clooney played Batman?
Yeah.
Oh, Clooney.
You know what? He wasn't that bad either.
But he put nipples on the bat suit.
Yeah, he did.
Remember?
That was wrong.
Yeah,
what did he do?
So his bat suit had nipples on it. It was the first Batman to have nipples on the bat suit.
Also, I'm not sure that was his call, but anyway.
He was wearing the same thing at the royal wedding, wasn't he?
Sweet Chili Philly.
That was his one.
Can you too? Come on, Matt. Try to do a radio show. Let's push through. What I thought, because you're a massive Batman fan, Nathan and I have had a crack at the impression. Can you give us some Batman?
I'm Batman.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
That's good. He's a true fan. This is why he wears that shirt all the time. Let's go to Yvonne from Old Beach. Yvonne, have you got a Batman for us?
I'm Batman.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
Come on. You guys can't have it all.
Can you give it to us again? Give us one more.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, wow. That's good.
Yvonne, can you give us another line?
Give me the keys to the Batcar.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. I'd say it's a Batmobile, not the Batcar.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Check out the critic.
I'm on the side of the road on my way to work, so my bat brain hadn't
kicked in.
The bat brain, of course.
Alfred, give me the bat brain.
Yvonne, that was fantastic. Well done. You could be the next one after Ben Affleck.
Now,
I figure that even though... No, I shouldn't say that. Even a woman. A woman would be a great improvement on Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Definitely, mate. Definitely.
Yeah. Why does a Batman have to be a man?
Ben Affleck. Sorry?
Why does Batman have to be a man? Batwoman?
Absolutely. And that's why I thought I'd ring up and just sort of mix it up a little bit.
Oh, definitely.
Look, well done. Look, we appreciate it. Now, there's one more impression we need to get to, because there is someone on the Jimmy and Nath show who is known for their impressions. Mm-hmm. It's producer Mason.
Yeah.
Hi.
Now,
you brought me in here because you just want to laugh at me, don't you?
No, it's already laughing. Producer Mason, just give us some of your Kiwi accent. What you known for?
Hey, bro. Hey, you know, that was better.
No, that was all right. That was all right.
Good.
That was all right.
Sometimes I walk past your desk, I can hear you practicing.
Hey, bro, fish and chips.
All right, so, Nath, give Mason a drum roll, and then Mason, just give us your best Batman.
Here we go.
You're going to be surprised.
I'm Batman.
Oh, what? We just got this now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since when?
I am the impressioner.
Why didn't you tell us you can do a good Batman?
I don't know. I think it's just because I woke up and I've got a really husky, like, morning voice. If you tried to get me to do it at 12 o'clock, there would be no luck.
Do you try that one on your girlfriend this morning?
Hey, sweet Jilly.
Do just quickly before we go, do Kiwi Batman.
I'm Batman, bro.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for...
Gossip Guide.
Gossip Guide.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. You help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories. Once I understand them, I... XOXO. Ding them through.
Yeah, Nathan, I was flicking through all the glossy magazines here in Hobart, and there's only one thing everyone's talking about. It's a royal wedding. So, I've got three little gossipy things for you and for Hobart to let you know. Bit of behind the scenes.
Just to do your due diligence.
My due diligence.
Yeah.
Look, first cab off the rank. Miss Meghan Markle. Mm-hmm. Meghan. It's Meghan, isn't it? Meghan Markle.
The wedding's over, mate.
Look, Meghan, her wedding dress was designed by acclaimed British designer Claire Orait Keller. Mm. Fun fact. Keller last year became the first female artistic director of the historic French fashion house Givenchy.
Oh, well done, Keller.
Yes. Now, so this is another fun fact.
Well, you're full of them today.
Miss Markle, she wanted to have all 53 countries of the Commonwealth with her when she got married. Now, you remember the veil she had on top?
Uh-huh.
So, another fun fact. The veil's pattern was distinct flora from each Commonwealth country.
You're kidding me. That's amazing.
Yeah, so different flowers from each Commonwealth made up that pattern on her veil.
I bet she was hoping that, oh, God, I wish there wasn't so many countries, because that thing was like 40 metres long.
Need to get rid of some of the countries in the Commonwealth. Next up, look, Nath, so many celebrity guests. Serena Williams was there, mm-hmm. George and Amal Clooney, David and Victoria Beckham. The list goes on.
Yeah.
But why was James Corden there? A lot of people were asking that.
I mean, he's a British bloke. That's all I can think of.
There's a lot of British guys. But why was James Corden there? Well, another fun fact.
Hmm?
He was working. Yes, Nath, he was the MC for the night at the reception.
Oh, was he really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
So he had a job to do. That's why he got the call up to the royal wedding.
So that's why he got to go to the actual wedding.
Yeah. So
the ceremony.
Recap it and talk about it. But yes, he was the MC for the night.
Oh, wow.
We don't have any... audio of him doing gags or anything?
No, no. Well, there was no audio and stuff. That was the receptions, you know, private.
Oh,
private
course.
Event, yeah.
Okay, well, good on you, Cordo. We were wondering why you got a call up.
And finally, big fan of the show, Elton John. Mm-hmm. Sir Elton, he performed at the reception for guests. So, again, we don't have any audio or anything of this. Mm. But he did perform at the reception for Prince Harry and Miss Meghan Markle. Now, Nath.
Yes.
Because we don't have any audio, like you just said, there's nothing there. No one can see it. What do you think he played? Now, I've whittled it down to three songs.
Okay.
I'll let you pick. So, it's either Rocket Man.
Rocket Man, burning out of you,
so, the Rocket Man Crocodile Rock.
I remember when
that's a good
which
little...
which I thought could be a bit of fun.
That's a groovy wedding song.
Or the more appropriate, Your Song.
Oh, it's nice for first dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'll let you pick and we'll play it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking Crocodile Rock. I think that'd be...
That would
if
be
it was
fun.
My wedding, I'd want Crocodile Rock.
I'd love
Rock.
To do that and then do like a little shimmy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Bit of a boogie.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I want to say Crocodile Rock, but I think you're right. I don't think it's Crocodile Rock.
Rocket Man. Nath, the royal wedding was huge.
Mm.
But over in the UK, it was even huger.
That is a huge problem.
Absolutely huge. Look, professional lip readers everywhere have been watching the Royal Wedding footage. Now, you and I, we watched it Saturday night. We had one TV with the footy on, one TV with the Royal Wedding.
Cover all bases.
Yeah, yeah. We weren't going to commit 100% to either, you know what I mean?
Well, you never know what's going to happen. There might be a boring bit.
We weren't going to be all footy, but we also weren't going to be all Royal Wedding. Yeah. I mean, come on, let's be serious.
A balanced diet.
But over there in the UK, it was absolutely huge. And look, if you didn't see it or if you did see it, there's a lot of footage where you can see the royals talking to one another or by themselves, but you don't get the audio because there's no mics around them.
Yeah, they're not mic'd up. There's no boom mics over the top of the car.
It's not a movie. I mean, it looks like a movie, but it's not. So again, professional lip readers everywhere have been watching it, trying to figure out what they've been saying. Now, I've picked out a few of my favourites.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the first one, this is after the wedding. This is when Harry and Meghan are in the royal proceeding. He said to her, "I need a drink."
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets a stressful day.
Mm.
Can you stop going? Mm. Stop doing that.
Sorry.
It's throwing me off. So the first one was, "I needed a drink." Second one, this was before the wedding. Prince William said to his brother, "My trousers are too tight."
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Like, it's in. I feel like you should have figured that out. You know what I mean? Try your trousers on before the wedding. And then,
yeah,
you know,
it's weird that you know what I mean? Just try them on the first time. He had no backup trousers.
Got my trousers too tight. Well, yeah. You should try them on beforehand.
Yeah, stop doing squats, mate.
And this is my favourite. Now, you can see this video on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. It is Meghan. She's in the carriage. This is after they got married. And we believe she said, "Oh." Yeah.
Well, her trousers tight too. Yeah.
Dress a little tight. Now, you can, again, head to our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath. You can have a look and see if she's actually saying this, but it does look like she's swearing.
Right. Yeah, no, it does. Very clearly. I'm pretty sure she is definitely swearing. So we're playing this.
Here in stereo, it's your chance to swear.
Dumbass.
On the radio.
This is goddamn radio.
Yeah, this is where we allow people, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. You can swear on the radio. Now, a very dangerous thing for radio shows to allow people to swear.
Yeah, we usually don't allow it to happen at all. Mm. But again, Hobart, this is your opportunity to swear on the radio. Now, we do have a list of pre-approved swear words, Nathan.
Yeah, Jim, do you want to go through some of those pre-approved ones?
Because, you can't just call up and say whatever you want. We have son of a sea cook.
Whoa!
I fargled that one right up.
Mm-hmm.
Here in stereo, it's your chance to swear.
Dumbass.
On the radio.
This is goddamn radio.
Very risky for a radio show to allow its listeners to swear on the radio because it's not normally done.
Yeah, look, we've done it a few times, Nath. We don't do it often, but we thought we'd celebrate the royal wedding because professional lip readers everywhere think that Meghan Markle swore during the wedding. You can head to our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. It looks like she says, "Oh." Yeah, again, the video is on our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath. I'm not really sold. I mean,
she could have been saying heaps of things.
Well, because she's in the royal carriage, Nath. Mm. And that when they did their like tour around the streets. So you're on the roads. I think she said, "Oh, truck."
She might have.
You know what I mean?
Because how often the royals get to see trucks? They're always in castles and stuff. You know what I mean?
They're never outside.
Now, we do have a pre-approved list of swear words that we're allowing our listeners to say. Son of a sea cook is on there. Holy carp. Son of a pup. Those kind of things. Let's bring in Tom from Glenorchy. Tom, welcome to the show, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, we're great, Tommy. Have you ever sworn on the radio before?
Dibs and dabs.
Oh, on the odd occasion, I'm known to call up a show and tell them the what for.
Now, Tommy, we always get really nervous with this segment because we don't know what's going to happen, but have you picked one of our pre-approved swear words?
Yeah, got a couple in mind.
Okay, you got a couple. That's good. Okay. That's good. All right, Tommy, Well, if you want to hit us with your first one.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's going on about the royal wedding and that, and I reckon a lot of people are like, "Holy carp, they're just a bunch of dockheads."
Oh, we got two in.
You got two away. Really well
good.
Done.
Really good.
Yeah, wow. The carp and the dockheads. That's good, Tommy. Good. Do you have any more?
No, I think that's good for now.
That's his repertoire. Jim, a few weeks ago, people may remember this being played all over the news.
In some exciting news out of the UK now, the English town of Reading, home of Oscar-winning actress Kate Winslet, has decided to name a garbage truck after her. The garbage truck, which will go into circulation this week, has been appropriately named Kate Winslet. Jacqueline Robson, Southern Cross News.
It was on the front page of pretty much all the papers.
Yeah, it was all the news. Because, I mean, it's great because the name's Kate Winslet.
It's clever.
and she's on a garbage truck, Kate Winslet.
Yeah, so if you missed it, Kate Winslet was lucky enough to have a garbage truck named after her. We're pretty furious with this. This upsets us quite a bit because,
yeah.
I mean, don't get me started, but why do celebrities always get things named after them? Well, it's disgraceful.
Because they've accomplished a lot, mate.
Yeah, but normal people, they've also accomplished plenty of things.
I'm not saying normal people don't. I was just letting you know why.
You know why, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, we're that's angry. A reason about it.
Normal people do a lot too, but yeah, celebrities, yeah, they're in a few films and stuff.
So Kate got a garbage truck named after her. And Jim, this is pretty exciting because thanks to Viola Garbage Trucks, we are proud to launch this. The Ben you'll be on. Oh, yes. We are naming a garbage truck here in Tassie after one of you. One of our lovely and loyal listeners are going to get their very own garbage truck.
Yep.
This is incredible. This is amazing. Simple.
If we're going to put someone on a garbage truck, your name, front and centre.
Now, this truck is going to be famous. It's going to travel all around the state. It's going to go through Hobart. People will wake up and see it every morning in the afternoon, depending on when your garbage truck pickup is.
Yep.
This thing is huge. It's like a moving billboard, essentially.
Yeah. Previously on the show, we put a lucky listener, Karen, on our billboard.
Yes.
Out in the Brooker Highway. I'd argue this is better than that.
Oh, so much better.
Because,
no offense, Karen.
No. Well, it's no offence to us, Nathan. It's our faces on the billboard. Because that's stationary. This thing's going to be moving around everywhere.
But imagine you're at a party, say on Saturday night. Yeah. You're like, hey, guys.
Watching the Royal Wedding.
Watching
and the
Royal Wedding. And you hear this beep, beep, beep. Hey, guys. Now the garbage truck. Got my name on it.
Yes.
This is something to tell the grandkids.
This is something you can pass down generation to generation.
People are going to be talking about it for years.
Yeah.
So 13, 12, 16. Do you want to be on a garbage truck?
Yeah, you the lucky listener listening right now going, this could be it.
This is me.
If you want your name front and centre, bang, boom, right on a garbage truck, zooming around Hobart, 13, 12, 16, you know the number, guys.
That's all we've got to do. The Ben you'll be on. Jim, we are naming a garbage truck here in Tassie after one of our listeners. Probably the greatest thing we've ever done.
Yep. Look, we put a listener on the billboard, and that was huge. But this is bigger because this
10
thing
times bigger, and it moves.
It moves. It's a moving billboard, Hobart.
Imagine
just for you.
Waking up in the morning. Oh, who's collecting our rubbish? Oh, just me on the side of a truck.
Yep. And you know what? Your rubbish should always be picked up because your name's on the truck.
Exactly right.
I'm not sure if that's how it works, but yeah.
I'm sure it does. Let's go to Nick from Humeville. Nick, why would you like to be on the garbage truck, mate?
Well, I missed out on the billboard, unfortunately, so I thought I'd give this one a crack.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
So, you know what? That's it. You missed your first shot, so you're having a crack the second time.
Yeah, you got to pull me big head on something.
Yeah.
Very good.
Good,
very
Nick. Good.
Nick, are you much of a rubbish collector? Do you have much rubbish that collects during the week that you put out?
Usually a couple empty beer bottles at the end of the week, unfortunately.
Okay.
We've all been there. That's good.
Well, Nick, you're in the running, mate.
You're in the running. Nick's down.
Oscar from Mornington. Oscar, would you like to be on our garbage truck?
Yes, I very much would.
Oh, great, yeah,
you would. Now, Oscar, why do you want to be on the garbage truck?
Why not?
Whoa, right back at you, Jim.
Yep. I'd say Oscar is smarter than Jimmy.
Oscar, have you ever watched Sesame Street?
Yes.
You know Oscar the Grouch?
Yes, that's what I wanted to call the truck.
Oh,
okay.
That is a very clever name.
So your name would be Oscar the Grouch on the truck?
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, wow.
Are you grouchy though, Oscar?
Sometimes it can be very.
Okay. Are you green and furry?
No, I'm not green.
Okay. All right, just go that.
Good honesty from Oscar.
You're
like
in
that.
The running, Oscar. Michelle from Moona, would you like to be on our garbage truck, Mish?
Yes, but Oscar just stole my grouchy thing. Man.
What happened? What was yours?
Oh, I'm a grouch, so I'm grumpy, I'm a mum.
But your name can be grouchy.
Yeah, but your name's Michelle.
Oh, no, I am.
We can go with Michelle the Grouch.
Yeah, well, that works. The kids probably agree with you.
Or what about Rubbish Shell?
funny.
Michelle, you are in the running to be in our garbage truck, okay?
Thanks. Oh, but one thing, you guys have to be on there with me.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is that because, you know, our face looks like rubbish? Is there a joke coming?
No, I'll let you work that one out.
Okay, good.
Maddie from Claremont, would you like to be on our rubbish truck?
Oh, mate, I pretty much deserve to be, I reckon, Cobber.
What was that, Maddie?
I'm called Garbage Guts, so...
Your nickname is Garbage Guts?
Yeah, like, used to just about eat anything and everything.
So, Maddie, do you still eat everything and everything?
Oh, I'll tell you the truth, mate, I've been a little bit crook, so I need something to honour me a little bit. Been in hospital and had the gallbladder removed and everything, so I'm not eating as much as what I used to, I tell you.
No, that's no good, Maddie. Well, maybe this could be your reward up on the truck.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, we could even name it the Womble. I don't know whether you can remember the Wombles or not. They used to collect a lot of rubbish all the time.
Yeah, no, right. I do. Okay. So what name would you want up on the truck then, Maddie?
Because we've got a few options.
I'd like to call it Orinoco.
Orinoco? Why is that?
The Wombles.
Oh, from the Wombles. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Maddie, you're in the running, mate.
Maddie's in the running.
You're in the running.
Oh, really?
Yes,
mate. You're in there. You're in the running.
You're scraping the bottom of the barrel for entries to form, you know?
It's rubbish. Everything's on the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
I don't know what you said. I said Jimmy got headphones on his head, so Nate can tell a story instead. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, I've got a story to tell Jimmy. He's going to be listening to music in his iPod headphones. He has to try and figure out the story through lip reading. Jim, music's in. What song are you listening to?
Just wait.
I'm waiting.
I don't know the lyrics to this bit. I'm listening to Tiny Dancer by Elton John.
Oh, you should have learned.
I just saw the chorus.
You didn't learn the lyrics, did you?
I don't know the. No one knows the verses. They just know they're ready. Hold me close, okay. Tiny Dancer.
All right.
Here we go. Ready, mate. All right. Ready.
You're ready. Here we go.
So then, man.
Hasbro have trademarked the Play-Doh smell.
Can I get that one again?
Hasbro have trademarked the Play-Doh smell.
GoPro.
Hasbro.
Have trademarked.
Yeah, you got that.
Trademark the...
Play-Doh smell.
Limousine? Trademark.
The Play-Doh smell.
Limo...
Play-Doh.
Tiny Dancer.
Oh, geez, this is hard to concentrate. Yeah, sorry.
Stop singing.
GoPro trademark limousine. Got it. Next one.
No.
They did it because it has an iconic smell.
They did it because...
Yes.
They did it because...
Iconic smell.
Icon. Icons.
Don't say icon center.
Icons?
No, iconic smell. That's why they did it.
Icons.
Smell.
You just keep saying icons multiple times, Nate. Icons.
Legally, it has been described as sweet, slightly musky, and vanilla-like.
Described as...
Sweet.
Meat.
Sweet.
Meat.
Slightly musky.
Slightly musty.
Musky.
Slightly musty.
With a K.
Meat
musky.
And slightly musty, okay.
And vanilla-like.
And advantageous.
So vanilla.
I don't know. Pillow? Pillow.
All right, take your headphones out.
All right, sweet.
Headphones are leaving his ears and he's putting on his proper radio headphones now. Jim, do your best to piece that story together.
First of all, Elton John, severely underrated.
Yeah, you need to not pick songs that are going to distract you because you need to focus.
I was really... Well, as soon as then I didn't realise I didn't know the verse to Tiny Dancer, I was...
You're thinking about the verse, not what I'm saying.
Yeah. I was like, I wonder what Elton's saying right now. Oh, wait, that's not the game. Okay, summarising your story. GoPro, they have trademarked a new type of limousine. Something.
You can't go something. You've got to put the story together.
This is my game. Something. Icons. Obviously, there's an icon on your phone, a new app that you just tap. And you can order a limousine with GoPros in it. Because it's nice to remember your night. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, icons on your app. And then you can... it's been described as meats, flavours.
You really were just listening to the song, weren't you?
And there's a pillow in the limo for your ride home if you fall asleep.
See, normally you kind of are a little bit close, but that... I can't even award any points.
I want to tell you something, Nath. Yeah. As a close personal friend, really struggled with that one.
the story, Jim.
I had no idea.
Hasbro have trademarked the Play-Doh smell because it's an iconic smell and it's been described as sweet, slightly musky and vanilla-like.
Is that it?
That's it, mate.
That's all you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. I've written like 5 sentences down.
For Jimmy and Nath catch up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.